As parents, our job is to train up our kids to navigate the world, but so often they end up teaching us about ourselves too. Sarah Hayden is a mum of five, including two neurodivergent daughters. You actually might know one of them. Chloe Hayden stars as Quinny in the Netflix series Heartbreak High. Well, in Sarah's role as a social worker, she's supported many families with their neurodiverse kids and spoken at conferences about parenting, ADHD, and autistic kids. Then, at 48, Sarah learned that she had ADHD and was neurodivergent herself, a discovery that she says was cathartic. She's sharing her family's experience in a new book called Parenting Different: How to Raise Your Neurodivergent Kids to Be Their Authentic, Awesome Selves. Sarah, you're a mum of five. Two of your daughters, Gemma and Chloe, are neurodivergent. How did they come to be diagnosed?
So their stories are quite different. Chloe's shared her story herself many times in her book and conferences, so a lot of people do know about it. But basically, she was struggling. It all came to a head. She was struggling enormously at school, well, her whole life, but particularly when she transitioned into high school, which tends to be a really difficult time for a lot of neurodivergent kids in particular. And after trialing several high schools and all of them just things getting worse and worse, we actually eventually had a teacher contact us in year seven and say, "Hey, have you ever thought about taking Chloe to see an educational psychologist?" Which I was absolutely shocked, because in my eyes, Chloe was the most perfect, amazing little person, and the problem lied with the school and everybody else, not with her. So after sort of thinking about it, we thought, well, there's probably nothing to lose. We'll take her to an educational psychologist, for whatever reason that was. And we got into one, and within literally a few minutes of meeting her, she just looked at me and said, "Look, you know, obviously we've got many, many more tests to do over the coming weeks and months, but I can pretty much tell you exactly what's going on, and that is that your daughter is autistic."
What was it like to hear that? How did you deal with that?
For me, it was a massive shock. I think, you know, we're an educated family. My dad is a doctor. My mum was a nurse. I wasn't yet a social worker at that time, but I was studying nursing. And she just did not have any of what I would think was, you know, the look or the symptoms of what I so naively perceived autism to be. You know, for me, really all I knew about autism was, you know, was boys' autism, and you know, growing up sort of seeing movies like Rain Man, and I was like, autism, she's not autistic, she doesn't look autistic. You know, I just had no idea about what a girl, you know, presented with autism. And so I think, yeah, I was shocked. I was devastated, not for the diagnosis, but for thinking, oh my goodness, you know, what kind of mum am I that my beautiful little girl, who we've just doted on, you know, and thought she was just the most perfect child in the world. She had so many quirks, but so many incredible strengths and talents and gifts. And I just kind of, it was almost like this flashback of looking back over her life and how awful it had been in so many ways, with so many school changes and friendship troubles and sensory issues. And it was like this light bulb moment as I was handed some literature, particularly on, you know, autism in girls. And I was kind of reading through the checklist going tick, 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 tick. And I was like, oh my goodness, how did I not know this? So there was this unbelievable mother guilt. There was this absolute devastation that we'd kind of got to this stage and having no idea, and also just absolute shock of going, how do other people not know this, that autism presents so differently in girls? So it was a combination of a lot of big emotions. And then, of course, you know, after that, with me even beginning to say to people, you know, oh, we think Chloe's autistic, it was the same kind of response from everybody of, no, she's not. Like, you know, my nephew's autistic, she's nothing like him. It's, you know, and then you're sort of battling against this other people's perceptions of it as well. The only person at that time who I think was like, yeah, I kind of told you that, was I actually went back to the teacher and said, hey, like, did you send me to the educational psychologist because you thought that Chloe was autistic? And he you know, very quietly off the record, because teachers aren't supposed to do this, he just sort of said to me, yeah, I had a girl in my class a couple of years ago, and the minute Chloe came into my class and he started seeing all the struggles that she was having, he said she just reminded her so much of this other girl that he'd taught. And so he, you know, and I'm so thankful that he did, because they're not supposed to, but he sort of quietly came to me and said, you know, he didn't say autism, but that's what he was kind of alluding to going and getting a diagnosis of.
So then
he had spotted it. Yeah.
Sorry. I just wanted to clock the fact that we did say two of your daughters, your other child, Gemma, was diagnosed as an adult, as a young adult, and then you also had your own ADHD diagnosis only very recently.
Yes. Yeah.
So how has your diagnosis and your children's diagnoses changed the way you parent?
I think my own diagnosis has changed the way I parent myself, the way that I perceive myself, the way that I look back over my life, and particularly my childhood and teenage years, which were really, really difficult. And it's given me the ability to sort of, I guess, be more caring and loving towards myself and understanding, which I still continue to try and do to this day, having a better understanding of how my brain works and what I sort of need and the adjustments that I need to make for myself to be able to get through, you know, each and every day the best version that I can. In terms of parenting the kids, like, I think we had just naturally sort of adjusted. It's funny, like when Chloe had her autism diagnosis and we were sort of given, you know, very few, but a few of the kind of tips or strategies or ideas and things that I was reading, it was all stuff that we had actually started to do without knowing she had the diagnosis. You know, I always say parents are the best people for their children and know better than any professional. And I think, you know, we had just naturally started to do all of these things, not realizing that it was because she was autistic, but because it was what Chloe needed. And you know, we were just sort of following those leads for her, you know, like buying sensory friendly clothing because we knew that tags and certain fabrics, you know, drove her crazy. So, but I think it's, you know, more than anything, I think it's just that having that diagnosis and that understanding and validation, it sort of gives you permission, you know, for yourself, but also for how, you know, how you're raising your kids and what, you know, what they may need, to be able to be the best version.
Absolutely. So we're obviously here talking about your family and your own experience, but Australia's first national autism strategy has just been released. It aims to improve everything from mental health outcomes to social inclusion. In your mind, do you think it will help neurodivergent children and their families?
I hope so. I'm hopeful and quietly optimistic, with maybe a dash of skepticism thrown in there. Look, I hope so. I mean, yes, they set out to, you know, their vision is for a more safe and inclusive society for all autistic people and to improve the outcomes. And absolutely, that's what we want for all of our kids, neurodivergent or not. And, you know, I'm hoping that, yes, it will give a greater understanding and that education around, you know, particularly for girls and women. I think that, you know, historically we've been so boy-focused on diagnostic criteria and, you know, sort of the traits. And so I'm hopeful that it will give more understanding across the board, because I think for neurodivergent people, there is such a misconception and misunderstanding often. And even just, you know, we've seen that play out in the last few years in the public eye here in Australia, where some, you know, celebrities, Em Ruskiano and people like that, have come out sort of saying that they have got a diagnosis, and just some of the responses that they've been met with just shows the ignorance and misunderstanding of what it can actually present like.
Yes, so much more that we need to learn. Sarah Hayden, thank you so much for sharing your own experience.
Absolute pleasure.
Sarah Hayden is a social worker and author.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.